If you want to know how to get your face to look like this, keep watching. This is my base routine, how I get my blush and contour and all that. First, you're going to start off with a blush. This one is the ColourPop blush in the shade Princess Avenue. This is the weightless liquid blush. With any kind of face product, I always put it on the back of my hand first. And make sure that you're using your cream or liquid products before you use your powder products, because you can't be doing that, girl. So basically buff it into the brush so that it's all over. As you can tell, it's on most of it. And then put that right here. Look how pretty that is. I personally don't like a lot of blush. I don't think it looks good on me because I already have a lot of color in my skin. How pretty is that? Adorable. Now that I have a little bit of color back in my face, you're going to go in with Flower Nose Palette. Look at how pretty that is. I feel like a princess. So you're going to get a big fluffy brush. We're going to go in with this on our brush, tap it off, and then just, you see how it literally looks like a shadow. That's what you want. A lot of people will use bronzers to try and get like contour, but it's like, girlfriend, if you are pale or honestly any skin tone, a cooler toned contour or bronzer is going to be the way to go, because the actual shadows on your face, as you can tell here, it's cool toned. Bronzer is good to warm your face, make you look like you got sun, but contour should be cool to actually make shadows in your face like this. This helps set it in place. Now that I'm looking at my face, my body's a little more tan, but that kind of always happens, so no biggie. Remember, girls, dab it off, and then you can always add more, but you cannot take it off. We'll be using this every day. Look at that skin, honey. And if you want another tip and trick, go in with the lighter shade right here. Go boop, snatch up your cheekbone just like that. Okay, there we are. Now I'm gonna go in with this shade right here, and we are going to do a very slight line there. I like to just blend it out with my finger a bit under the nose. So now that you see that there's that line right there in the middle, now we're gonna want to brighten up the nose again. Okay, I'm just gonna use my finger, because you honestly can just use your finger, just like that. So now we have contoured and highlighted the spots that need to be highlighted. Now you can go in with this one, give you a bit of shimmer. Oh! Or perhaps a lot of shimmer. I like to just put it right there and then right here. We'll keep blending. And then of course, add it to all your highlight spots. I'm gonna like buff this down a bit because that's like a little too blinding. Definitely, if you have like a paler skin tone, I would definitely recommend this palette. I think we have it in a couple different shades as well. I got the 02 Tawny Tea one. This is definitely for like fair skin tones, because of course the shades are very light. But the cool tone is what you guys really should invest in, whether it's this palette or something else, because the cool tone is what gives you that nice shadow. Now let's take my hair out. Whatever you do, don't look at my nails, because girl, why do I only have three? And one of them is a different nail. It's rough out here, but I'm getting them done tomorrow. So yeah. This is my favorite part. Oh girl. Giving VS Bombshell is what it's giving right now. Peace.